From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, the economic paradox of consumer spending. It's part of what got us into this mess, so why are we being urged to shop again?
But first, today the Senate is debating the stimulus package. That $880 billion plan is an attempt to save the U.S. economy. One of the big events that led to the collapse was the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers last fall. But Lehman still exists, sort of, and working there has become one of the hottest jobs on Wall Street. So says Peter Lapman, who writes for the Wall Street Journal. So this is one of the hottest jobs on Wall Street. Why?
Well, it's a bit ironic. So Lehman Brothers collapsed in September, and there are still billions and billions of dollars of assets on its books. So the bankrupt entity needs people to help it sell off its assets. So that's what's happening here. And in a real bitter irony, Lehman is one of the few firms out there that's actually hiring people on Wall Street right now.
So hiring maybe some of the former Lehman workers?
Yeah. So a restructuring firm here in New York was hired by the board to help unwind the firm. And when they sat down and they saw the mess of assets that they had to untangle, they said, well, who are the best people positioned to help us do that? So they went out and they found former Lehman employees who had been laid off or transferred to other firms, and they said, why don't you come back and help us for the next 2 years sell off these assets?
So 2 years, that's kind of a long time given what's happening out there.
Exactly. So, look, the wages aren't great by past standards, but, in this job market, to have a job for 2 years is the kind of security that's rare on Wall Street today.
And everywhere, really. Well, what about those salaries? They're not getting those fancy salaries. I guess no bonuses.
That's right. I mean, it's a different environment. So the amount of money that Lehman executives were paid in 2006 and 2007 are really now looking like they're going to be an anomaly. And if anything, President Obama put an end to that with his commentary last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his sort of scolding of Wall Street for its fancy and high, for its high bonuses. You also write that the former CEO, Richard Fuld, is still hanging around the offices.
Yeah, so he was on the Lehman payroll until January 1st. He's been removed from the payroll and was asked to return his company-issued black Mercedes-Benz, which was apparently pimped out with three phones in the back. But now, because he actually knows quite a bit about this business, he had a roughly 40-year career at Lehman Brothers, the restructuring firm has given him an office, and the new CEO, picks Mr. Fuld's brain about Lehman's business a few times a week. And it's kind of this mutually symbiotic relationship. Fuld has somewhere to go and hang his hat, and the people there now can use Fuld to understand the business a bit better.
Now, ironically, you also say that the cash that Lehman has on its balance sheet is more now than it was when it went bankrupt, $7 billion.
That's right. So what the goal is here in a bankruptcy, after all, is to pay back the creditors who are owed some $150 billion by Lehman Brothers. So what this restructuring firm is doing is it's gradually selling off the assets that are on Lehman's books. And it has an interesting decision process because it's such a hard market to sell assets because everything is priced so low right now that the restructuring firm has said, let's not sell these assets right away because we'd be selling into, a historically horrible market. Let's maybe wait a couple of years for things to recover, and then we can get more money, but it's going to take some time.
Well, are these lessons that maybe the federal government could learn from this company in terms of dealing with the other banks with bad assets?
It's a great point. I mean, what you're really talking about is a situation where the government will take on assets from these banks, and the bad assets are really hard to sell assets, just like a lot of the assets that are sitting on Lehman's books. So if the government takes these over time, they could actually make some money on these assets, hopefully. That might be the only way to save some of these banks that have found themselves with these toxic assets on their books.
Peter Lapman is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. His article on Lehman Brothers is in today's paper. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.